December 21, 1931. How continued act is like judge, order and sentry of the creature. Who the depositories of Jesus are. Divine fields and seas. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. Its power imposes itself upon me, and wants me to recognize it in each act of mine, as life of my act, to be able to extend with its power the new heavens of beauty, of love. To be able to recognize, in my act, its own act, that does not know how to do small things, but great, that must arouse the amazement of the whole of heaven and be capable of competing with all its works. But if I do not recognize it, my act is not fit for receiving the power of the act of the divine will, and my act remains act of creature, and its power remains aside. Oh, divine will, let it be that I may always recognize you, to be able to enclose in my act your potentiality, operating and glorifying, of the works of your adorable will. Then, while I was thinking of this, my beloved Jesus made his short little visit to my poor soul, and told me, my daughter, to recognize what my will can do in the act of the creature forms the divine act in her. And in this act, as its foundation, my will places the divine beginning. And as it keeps forming, it invests it with its immutability, in such a way that the creature will feel in her act a divine beginning that never shows any sign of ending, and an immutability that never changes. She will hear within herself the ringing of the little bell of her continued act that does its continuous course. This is the sign that the soul has received the divine beginning into her acts, the continuation of Prolixia's acts as God dwelling in her and in her acts. It says confirmation of the good, because the value, the grace, the power of a continued act is so great, that it fills the little voids of intensity of love, the little weaknesses to which the human nature is subject. It can be said that a continued act or virtue is like the judge, the order, the sentry of the creature. This is why I care so much that your acts be continuous, because there is something of my own inside of them, and I would feel my act dishonored in yours. See, my daughter, my ardor of love is so great, that I want everything I have done for love of creatures to be recognized. But this, for nothing else than to give. I feel a restlessness for giving. I want to form the depositories of my life, of my works, of my pains, of my tears, of everything. But these do not depart from me if they are not recognized. By not recognizing them, they prevent my step from drawing near to place in them what, with so much love, I want to give. And besides, they would remain without the effects. They would be like many blind who cannot see what is around them. On the other hand, the recognizing is sight for the soul, that makes the desire and the love arise, and therefore the gratitude toward I who so much want to give. And they jealously keep my treasure deposited in them, and, in circumstances, they make use of my life as guide, of my works in order to confirm the works, of my pains as support of their pains, and of my tears in order to wash themselves if they are stained. And oh, how happy I am that they make use of me and of my works in order to help themselves. This was my purpose for coming upon earth, to remain like a little brother in their midst, and inside of them as help in their needs. As they recognize me, I do nothing other than reflect myself in them in order to seal the good that they have known. Almost like sun that, by reflecting its light over plants and flowers, communicates the substance of the sweetness and of the colors, not just apparent, but in reality. So, if you want to receive much, seek to know what my will did and does in creation, and what it did in redemption, and I will be generous with you, and will deny you nothing of what I make you know. Even more, know that if I do not stop yet acting as your teacher, to make known to you many other things that belong to me, it is because I want to keep giving you what I make you know. I would not remain content if I did not have something to give, and always new things to give to my daughter. Therefore I anxiously wait for you to set in place, in your soul, what you have known, that you may retain it as your own thing. And while you set it in place, In order to help you set it, I keep caressing you, molding you, strengthening you. I expand your capacity and some, I renew what I did in the creation of the first creature. More so since, those being my own things that you have known and that I want to deposit in you, I do not want to trust anyone, not even yourself. I myself, with my own creative hands, want to prepare the place and deposit them in you. And in order to keep them safe, I surround them with my love, with my strength, and with my light as guard. Therefore, be attentive, let nothing escape you, and in this way you will give me the field to be able to give you the most beautiful surprises. After this, my little intelligence continued to cross the interminable sea of the divine will. And my highest good, Jesus, added, my daughter, we have interminable divine fields and seas. These are filled with joys, with beatitude, with enchanting beauties of every kind, and possess the virtue of making arise ever new joys and beauties, such that none of them is like another. However, in these divine seas and fields of ours, as much as there are innumerable things and beatitudes, we have no lives that palpitate. While we are life and heartbeat of everything, also of our joys, we miss the heartbeat of the creature that would palpitate in our own and, as life, fill these interminable fields and seas of ours. Now, do you want to know who brings to us her life? Not a new thing, we have so many of them. It is one who comes to live in our will. In fact, our will, overflowing from us, forms for us our divine fields and seas, filled with all possible and imaginable happinesses. And the creature comes into them as life, and we have the great contentment and the great glory that a life of ours can give us. And even though this life has come out of us, she is yet free to stay or not stay in our divine fields, and she loses, she sacrifices her human freedom, and in our will she takes the divine freedom. And, as life, she lives in our fields and seas without boundaries. And oh, how beautiful it is to see this life making her way through the thick crowds of our happinesses and joys, and casting in them her seed, her grain of wheat, image of her will that forms its ear, so high but is the reality, and not just apparent, of the palpitating and operating life in our celestial field. Or like a little fish, also symbol of her will that, as life, palpitates, swims in our sea, lives and nourishes itself, amuses itself, plays a thousand waterworks and amuses its creator not as joy, but as life. There is a great difference between what our joys can give us and what a life can give us. This is why we can say, our fields are deserted, our seas are without fish, because the life of the creatures with which to fill them, so as to be able to give and receive life for life, is missing. But the time will come when they will be full, and we will have the full contentment and the great glory that, in the midst of our manifold joys, there will be a multitude of lives that will live inside of these fields, and will give us life for life. Now, you must know that these, our fields and seas, are at the disposal of those who live on earth and who want to live life in our divine will, not for those who live in heaven, because those cannot add a single comma to what they have done. These are the enjoying lives in our divine fields, not the operating lives. It can be said of them, what is done is done. But it is the operating and conquering lives from the earth that we long for them to enter, while being on earth, into these fields of ours and operate and act as conquerors in a divine manner. More so since, from the moment man sinned, he went out from inside our will, and, with justice, the doors of these fields of ours were closed to him. Now we want to open these, our doors, after so many centuries, to whoever wants to enter, not forcing them, but freely, to let us populate these divine fields of ours, so as to give a new form, a completely new way of life to the creature, and be able to receive from her, not works, but life in each of her acts, life formed in our own life. Here, then, the reason for my so much speaking about my will, the power of my creative word will dispose them, will give them the desire, will change the human will. And knowing that I want to open the doors, they will knock, and immediately I will open to them, so that I myself may be satisfied, and I may have my fortunate people that will give me, in return for my life that I gave for them, their life in exchange for mine. Never have I spoken without getting anything, or in vain. I spoke in creation, and my word served to form the admirable things of the whole universe. I spoke in redemption, and my word, my gospel, serves as guide to my church, as light, as support. It can be said that my word is the substance and the life palpitating in the womb of my church. Now, if I have spoken and I still speak about my divine will, it will not be in vain though, but I will have the admirable effects and the life of my will, known, operating and palpitating in the midst of creatures. Therefore, let me do, and I will dispose things in a way that my word will not be a dead word but alive, that will give life with all its admirable effects. More so, since these celestial fields and seas of ours will act as mothers to the fortunate souls who would want to live in them. They will educate them in a divine manner, they will nourish them with delicious foods taken from the celestial table, and will raise them in a noble and holy way, such that in all their acts, steps and words, it will appear, written in clear notes, they are similar to their Creator. God will hear the melody of His voice in their word, His power in their works, the sweet motion of His steps that runs after everyone, for He wants them with Himself, in their steps. And as though enraptured, He will say, "Who is it that is like me? Who can imitate my sweet, harmonious, powerful voice, as to be able to shake heaven and earth? Who possesses such strength as to capture me into her works to make me operate together with her? Who is it? Who is it? Ah! It is one who lives in our divine fields. It is right that she be like us in everything, as much as it is possible for the creature. She is our daughter, and that's enough. Let us allow her to imitate us to be like us. She will be our glory of our creative work, the longed-for one of her celestial father. These souls will form the new hierarchy of the celestial fatherland, where there is a place reserved for them, that to no one else is it given to occupy. Fiat.